Wellington County is sounding the alarm on one of the biggest economic transitions this region has ever seen, the handover of family farms from one generation to the next. According to the latest census of agriculture, nearly 40% of Canadian farmers are expected to retire within the next 8 years. Here in Wellington County, that could mean more than 1,000 farms changing hands by 2033. Yet, only 10.5% of farms in Wellington County have a written succession plan. To change that, Wellington County has launched a full suite of supports designed to help farm families start talking, planning, and taking action before it's too late. The centerpiece of the new program is a practical succession guide titled Your Farm, Your Future. It was co-authored with five of Canada's top succession specialists, bringing together more than 100 years of real-world experience. But it's not a bulky legal manual or tax document. The county says it isn't about hammering out paperwork on day one. Instead, it's built around one core idea. Good questions drive good planning. The guide speaks directly to three types of farmers: those with a successor already identified, those without one, and young farmers entering through non-family arrangements. Rather than overwhelm, it breaks the journey into three parts: inform, empower, and implement. The goal isn't to hand families a finished plan, but to get them thinking, talking, and moving forward. But the guidebook is just one piece of the puzzle. The county is also partnered with LOF32's Farmers Bridge platform to offer free access to two online transition courses, normally valued at $250, for the first 100 Wellington County farms that sign up before April 2026. As well, in-person workshops are being offered at the Granway Event Center starting next month. Those sessions will be led by well-known transition facilitators Maggie Van Camp and Patty Durand, covering everything from communication breakdowns to redefining leadership roles between generations. Everything from the guidebook to registration is available now at wellington.ca/transition-planning. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.